Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned the hadith. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala is asked by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do you know which ayat of the Holy Quran is the greatest? So Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala answers and he says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. لا تأخذوا سنة ولا نوم till end of the ayat, which we know as ayat al-kursi, which appears in the third para in the first page. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him glad tidings of ilm, لِيَهْنِكَ الْعِلْمِ, may knowledge take you a long way, glad tidings for you, you have given the right answer, mubarak to you. So from this particular hadith, we understand that the greatest ayat of the Quran is Ayatul Kursi. There are many, many virtues and blessings regarding Ayatul Kursi. In another hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions whoever recites Ayatul Kursi after the Fard Salat, after every Fard Salat, then he is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right till the next Salat. So whoever recites Ayatul Kursi takes a few seconds to recite Ayatul Kursi, then he is under the special protection and care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right till the following salat. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala, from his ahadith we understand that the Ismi Azam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is contained in this verse also. There are other ayats also of the Holy Quran, but it is mentioned in this riwayat that the Ismi Azam, that is that words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if one takes it in his du'as are accepted. So it is also found in Ayatul Kursi. Then we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the riwayat of Bukhari, he orders Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he gives him a task to make hifazat and protect and look after the zakat that was collected in the month of Ramadan. So all the zakat was kept in a heap. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala is given this task to look after this zakat. And Nabi Kareem warns him of any person coming there trying to steal any wealth from there, don't let him take anything from there. So at night somebody comes, takes a heap full of the zakat. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu stops him immediately. And he said, لَأَرْفَأَنَّكَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, I will take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This person pleads to him, he says, I am poor, inni muhtaj, I've got a family, and I've got so much of hajat, so please let me take this. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu lets him go. The next morning, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, without him mentioning anything, he says, what did your prisoner did last night, your captive, the person who came to steal, what did he do? And now what did you do to him? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he pleaded to me, he said he's poor, he's got a family, so I released him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qadhabak, he spoke a lie to you, wasayyud, and he will come back. The next night, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu sitting there, again this person comes, the same thing happens. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu catches his hand, he says, now I'm going to take you to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, please, I'm very poor, I've got a family. So he lets him go again. The next morning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him the same thing. What happened last night? What did you do? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this person pleaded to me, he's got a family, he's got so much of needs, so I let him go. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this person is a liar, he's lied to you, and he's going to come back again. The third night, the exact thing happens. Now Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu takes him and says, now I'm not going to let you go. So then he says, I will teach you something that will benefit you. When you go to sleep at night, and then you read the following verse, Ayatul Kursi, he mentions the whole Ayatul Kursi to him. And he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a protector, a hafiz, the entire night, right till the morning. And shaitan will never be able to come close to you. So you'll get a protector from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shaitan will never be able to come very close to you. So he releases him. The next morning, Nabi Sallam asks him, what happened last night? So he gives him the whole incident, and he says, this person said, he will teach me some words that will benefit me, and shaitan will not be able to come close to me, and Allah will grant me a protector right till the morning. On this occasion, Nabi Sallam said, that he spoke the truth to you now, yet this person is a perpetual liar. Although all the time he speaks lies, but this time he has spoken the truth to you. Do you know who you were meeting all this time? Sayyidina Abu Hurairah says, no. Nabi said that was Shaitan. Shaitan himself had come. And what he said now is absolutely true, that if you recite Ayat al-Kursi, Allah will grant you a protector from his side, especially from Shaitan. Ulama say from other ahadith, other riwayat also, from other harm also. And Shaitan will not be able to come close to you also. So we see how great Ayat al-Kursi is. Person recites Ayat al-Kursi, it is the greatest ayat of the Quran. The Ismi Azam is contained there. He is granted a protector from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan stays far away from him. And if he recites it after the Fard Salat, he is protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the next Salat. And in one riwayat it is mentioned that there is no barrier or no prevention from a person who recites Ayat al-Kursi after the Fard Salat from entry into Jannat, except maut. That means maut is the only barrier, and we all know that every person has to taste death, and every person is going to experience death. So in reality it means that that person who recites Ayat al-Kursi will be granted Jannat. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to recite Ayat al-Kursi after every Fard Salat, and whenever it is possible also, and we will be granted a protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the important thing again is that we have to stay away from guna. We have to stay away from sin. Once a person stays away from sin, then he will experience the true effect, the true benefit of these wazaif and these blessings and these awrad that have been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam.